St. Louis Cardinals ride a 7-game winning streak into Colorado tonight, and the Royals going to play two up at Kauffman. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Grace with Ecom Sports Network. Both the Kansas City Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals had the day off yesterday. Both are back on the field today. The Royals are at home for a doubleheader with the Kansas City White Sox. Kansas City has not yet announced who will start either game of the doubleheader today. St. Louis Cardinals are in Colorado to play the Rockies. Miles Michaelis will be on the bump. Redbirds are riding a 7-game winning streak and are now 2 games up on top of Milwaukee in the National League Central Division. And for the second time this season, Cardinal third baseman Nolan Arenado has been named as the National League Player of the Week. Arenado has been red hot during the Redbirds' 7-game winning streak, which has included sweeps of both the Cubs and the first-place Yankees. This past week, Arenado led the senior circuit with a .476 batting average. He was tied for second in the National League in home runs with 3 and OPS at 1.560. It's the second time this year Arenado has won the National League Player of the Week Award. College football, I'll tell you about today. The USA Today coaches preseason poll came out yesterday, and the Arkansas Razorbacks are in the preseason poll at number 23. The first time since 2015 the Hogs have been in the top 25 in the preseason poll. And they're one of 6 SEC teams that are in the poll this year. Alabama's at number 1, Georgia at number 3, Texas A&M number 7, Kentucky number 21, and Ole Miss number 24. Arkansas, by the way, will take on number 22 Cincinnati in their season opener on September 3rd down in Fayetteville. They'll get word out of St. Joe, Missouri, that Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Isaiah Pacheco were chosen by the Kansas City Chiefs on opposite ends of the draft spectrum. One of them a first-round pick, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and the accompanying expectations and other things that you would expect out of a first-round shot. The other is a 7th-round long shot. That would be Pacheco. Well, midway through training camp, they might as well be been picked one right after the other. That's because Edwards-Helaire, the incumbent at starting running back, and the unheralded rookie Pacheco have swapped first-team reps on a near-daily basis. By the way, first chance for see them in games comes up on Saturday when the Chiefs visit the Chicago Bears for their preseason opener. Of course, we'll have that game for you right here on K-Country 95. Great competition for running back in the Chiefs camp. Area Golfers, one of the really great golf tournaments in our region this summer, is going to be happening this weekend. It's the 21st annual Mountain View Rotary Gold Tournament. It'll be this Saturday at the Mountain View Golf Course. It's an 18-hole, 3-person scramble. Entry fee, $150 per team. There are 2 tee times, 7:30 and 1 p.m. And, of course, all the proceeds go to the Mountain View Rotary Club for the great work they do in and around the community. I'm Mike Crace with Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.